Bezal Hashem is Baruch. We begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shel Bekatan, the laws of borrowers and of guardians in the Sefer Mishpatim, in the Book of Judgments. Where in this Perek, we continue regarding the laws of Shela, of borrowing, specifically with the exemption of what's known as borrowing with the owner in his employment. As Rambam gives halacha of qualifying this halacha, Hashoel Bebalim. If someone borrows or rents something at the same time, meaning he borrows something at the same time that he's borrowing the owner or hiring him at the same time, then the fila nignevay avad bipshia. So we said generally a shayla is chayv on oinsin, no matter what happens. Here, even if it gets stolen or lost, even with his negligence, potter is going to be exempt. Why? Because Shema says in the pasuk in Shemais, in ba'al of ima, if the owner is with him with the borrower, lo yisham, he doesn't have to pay. Now, this is only, however, if he borrowed the owner, meaning he's utilizing his work together at the same time that he borrowed his object, like we explained this in the beginning of Hilchos Chiras, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Now, this is whether he's borrowing the owner, asking him to do something, a favor for him, borrowing him, or renting him, hiring him as a laborer. Now, whether he's hiring, he's borrowing the owner, the employer for that work, meaning the one who owns it, who's renting him, who's lending him this object, he has him do that work, what he's borrowing the object with it itself. Or hiring him to do some other work. Whatever it is in the world. Even if he tells his friend, can you give me a cup of water? And he borrows his animal from him at the same time. And he does. He gives him water to drink and he lends him his animal. So he's borrowing with the owner doing something for him at the same time. Upat is going to be exempt. Now, however, if he draws the animal first, and then he gives him a cup of water, then it wasn't the borrowing at the same time that the owner was doing a service for him, and if it was anything like that, that would not qualify for the exemption of Shayla Babal. Halacha Beis continues regarding the connection that the owner of the object has to the borrower, what's considered Shayla Babal. So Hishal Behemtoi, a Hiskida Lamasi. Let's say he lends his animal or he rents it out for carrying a load. And the owner goes out to help the borrower or the renter. The Litany Moibimah says, we'll see at the end of this parak, that the same thing for the shayl is for all the other shayim, with this exemption of babalim. So he goes out to help the borrower or the renter, the Litany Moibimah says, to help him load up the load. How does the shmita babalim? So that's, he's a guardian, whether it be the shayl is also considered one of the dal shayim, or the seicher is also one of the four shayim. Because the owner is doing work for the borrower at the time when the loan or the rental is happening. So he's going to be exempt. But let's say he's just going to check out the load. He just wanted to make sure that the borrower or the renter is not loading up the animal more than what's appropriate, because he doesn't want it to overload his animal. Then in the shemir babalim, that's not considered that the owner was working for the shemir itself, because he's not doing it for the benefit of the borrower, he's doing it for the benefit of his own animal. That would not qualify for shemir babalim. Halacha gimel, malamed tinoikis, the teacher of the school children of the town, or van the tailor b'nei hamadina, or someone that plants the saplings or the trees for the people in that country, or van makis lemes hadam, or he's the local bloodletter, or van sefer shalem, or he's their scribe. Any one of these professions, or that which is similar, on the day that he gets appointed to go out and take this job, so if he's lending or giving to rent to one of these individuals that he's engaged in their work, many of these people are working for the townspeople. So if someone is getting the loan, that is the shmita babalim. So that's considered that there's a shmira with the baal working for the person. And therefore, if that shamer who got from one of these individuals is going to be potter, he's being exempt. But that's only one way. That's only if he's lending. If, let's say, the town school teacher, so he's working for people. If the day that he starts working for them, so he's working for, he's babalim. If he lends them something or rents them something, that person, that one of the townspeople, is going to be exempt. But if he borrows or rents from them, chayiv, he's going to be liable. They're not lent out to him. They're not doing any work for him. He's working for them. So the babalim would only be from him to them, and they would be exempt to him, but he would be liable if the local school teacher borrows something, he would be exempt. And it would be, there's no p'tur of babalim that way. Halacha Daled, continuing on this theme to qualify who's working for who, harav, regarding the teacher, Shumakri b'rtzayin l'tamidim, that he gets to teach whatever he wants to his students. B'chalit shirtza, whenever he wants to. Ve'ez mesechta shirtza, whichever track that he wants to. Ve'hema yikvum l'obitam, and they were set to always come to this class. Ema nishmet lehem mesechta mesechta, he could change from one mesechta to another mesechta. So, hadehim shu'ul metzloi. So essentially, they're borrowed to him. Ve'en yushol lehem, he's not lent to them. They're servicing him, he's not servicing them. And therefore, again, which way will it be? The Sheila Babalam will be that way from, if they lend something to him, he'll be exempt. But on the day of the lecture, which is before Yom Tov, where the Chacham would expound on the Inyanim of the Yom Tov, then he actually is not allowed to switch it. And they have the rights, and he's working for them. Shakol boin l'shmoy inyo isamoy, where everyone's coming to hear the topic of that Yom Tov, and he can't switch that. Hadeu shol lahem, so he's lent to them. V'heim ein mashul noyim, they're not lent to him. So again, then it would be the reverse about who would be exempt. They would be exempt, and he wouldn't be exempt if he would borrow from them versus if they would borrow from him. Halacha hey, regarding a loan with agents and with partners. So im l'shluchim, someone says to his agent, Tzevi yisholim parasi, go and be loaned out to that guy with my cow that I'm lending him. In Inashil babam, that's not considered a loan with the owners. Shnemek, it says in the pasuk, "Imba olavim lo yisham." If the owner's with him, with the renter, with the borrower, then he doesn't have to pay if something happens. Which habal nasvam is only the owners themselves. Lo shliach. Although we say shliach shalom kemoisay, not in this context. It's not like himself, and therefore the agent would not be like the owner's working for him. But omel avde kanani. But let's say he says to his non-Jewish slave, "Tsevi shalom parasi. Look, I'm lending this guy my cow. I'm lending you with him, with the cow to go to that person. Harezur sheil babalim. That will be considered like." The borrowing of the owner also, because shiadu ebed kiad rabbi, the hand of the slave is like the hand of the master, and he's totally like the master under his dominion, and if he's lending him his slave, it's like himself working for that person to exempt that person. Now nishala evich ima shalimidas rabbi, but let's say the slave loaned himself out to the one that the master was giving his cow to without the master's consent, without his awareness, the enyashil babam, that's not considered being loaned with the owner working for him, because the slave can't lend himself out to others without the owner's agreement. Halacha vav. Hashalom in the isha. Someone borrows something from a woman. The nisha loy bala, and her husband is working for that borrower. He's borrowed to that borrower. In the shil babam, that's not considered as having the owner of the object being loaned to him at the same time that the object is being loaned to him to be exempt, because shekinya pedis in the kikinya guf. Having acquisition and rights of the utility of something is not like only the object itself. Vein labal el paris. The husband of the wife, he only has the rights to the utility, not the item itself. And therefore, it's not the owner of the item that's lent out to the borrower. Halacha zayin. Hashoel me'ishtoi. If someone borrows from his own wife, or partners, if they borrow from each other, that's automatically considered as if you borrowed the owner too, because a woman's constantly doing things for her husband. So he's not only borrowing her object, he also has her lent out to him. And so two partners are constantly working for each other in the partnership. Now, but if a partner says to his other partner, lend me today and I'll lend you tomorrow, in the shilbam, that's not considered loaning with the owners, because they're each lending at different days and they're explicitly separating and thus not considered shilbam. Let's say a third party borrows something from partners. It's owned in the partnership. A bull. It's borrowing from those partners, their bull. And one of the partners is doing something for the borrower. Or let's say the other way around. Let's say partners borrow something. And the owner of the object is being lent out. He's doing something, a service for one of the partners. So I raise this topic. This is a doubt. Is this considered lending with the owners or not? Because it's only to one of the two partners. Either way. Therefore, if the animal dies, it doesn't have to pay, because out of suffix, you can't remove him someone. But if the owners grab as compensation, you don't take it out of them. You always remain wherever the status quo is, wherever the monies are. Now, Pashaba, however, if he's negligent with it, he's going to have to pay. The reason that is because really the halacha of Bebalim, as it applies to negligence, is a machlekes. Now, in this situation, where maybe it's not even considered shel babalim at all, because it's only one of the two partners, so therefore with those two flaws, we say that, okay, then he's going to have to pay in that circumstance. Halacha tes. Hashoyles beima babalim. Now, let's say someone borrows an animal he also borrows the owner's services at the same time, but when he's borrowing the animal, it's leriva, to sodomize it, which is prohibited, or leirozboi, or just to appear wealthy by having the animal when he's not really working with it. Let's say he wants to do something with it that's less than the value of the lowest denomination of currency, which again is not generally halachically significant. Or he borrows two cows to do a worth of a pruta, but then each one's really less than the value of a pruta. So these are all doubts if they qualify with halacha borrowing with the owners at the same time, and therefore would have the same halacha as the previous halacha, which wherever the monies are, that's where they remain. Halacha yud, shola bebalim. Now, let's say he borrowed the item at the same time that he borrowed the services of the owner. Okay, that itself would exempt him. But then, uschara, before he gave back the borrowed item, he's like, okay, look, the loan is over, but I'm going to rent it now from you. I'll pay you now for continuing to utilize it. And that was done shaloi bebalim, without the owner at the time of the, now that is when he's extending it into a rental. Patri is still going to be exempt. Why? Because the rental is really dependent on the loan. Because whatever he's liable now for the rental was already there, because if anything, borrowing has more liability. And the rental's not really adding on anything. So therefore, you see it as a continuation of the loan. And that loan was babalim, so he's exempt. Aval, but what does get more complicated is imschara babalim. Let's say he rented originally with the owners there. So that would exempt him. But v'chazah shalosh libabam, then he extended the rental into a loan without the owners. So that's not necessarily a continuation. It might be, but it's not, because it's really adding on more liabilities. Or you're a different case. Shalosh libabam, he borrowed it with owners. V'chazah shalosh libabam, then he extended it and he rented it without the owners, which that itself, we said, would go ahead and exempt him. But u'chazah shalosh libabam, then that rental went and extended into a new loan without owners. Which again, that's more severe than the previous rental that he had before. Oh, you're a different case. He rented it with the owners. Then he went and he borrowed it without owners. And then then he went and rented it back, meaning they continued it now back as a rental without the owners. So these are all doubts regarding if it's considered shmir b'balim or not, because ultimately it did change from a rental to a loan, even if it then went back, maybe back to a rental. And therefore, again, these all have the halachas of Suffolk that we said in the previous halachas. Halachi Rav, Isha Shashala, v'achkach nisus. If a woman borrowed something, and then she got married, so Hare HaBaal, her husband, is kalikeach mimeno. He has halacha like as if he's buying whatever is hers, he gets to use. He's like buying it from her. And therefore, v'inyad l'shem mesach, he's not qualified like someone who has benefit and he's watching it. So like a Shem Masachar, neither is considered like borrowing it from his wife. He's like a buyer, not a borrower and not a Shem Masachar. Therefore, in Moisa Devat HaShayla Behem of a Mesa, if let's say this item that was borrowed was an animal and it dies, HaBaal Patr, the husband's going to be exempt. Af Bishu Mishtamish Ba, Kol Yimei Shalasa, although he was utilizing it all the days of the loan, Afal HaPasha, even if he's negligent. Why? Nishu Kalekech, we view him as a consumer. Consumer's not liable for something that he bought. And for Isha, however, the woman is liable. She borrowed it from that person. She has to pay back when she's going to have money. But if let's say she notified her husband, by the way, this thing that now we're getting married, this thing is not mine. It's on loan. And he knows about this. Then he's taking the place of the woman and he's going to be liable for the halachas of she'ela that she had done. Now, the Rambam concludes this perek regarding explaining this halach of she'ela b'balam, same thing would apply with schiris b'balam, as we mentioned in passing in the beginning of the perek. Kol Shemarna, whatever he said, she'il babalim, is considered halachically as the item on loan with the owner on loan at the same time, which would exempt him. Kachem hoy yisaycher oy noisesachah, something applies to if he's a renter or if he's a paid custodian. Harei schiris babalim will have the halacha of a renter with the owner at the same time. Upat is also going to be exempt in those situations too. Now, v'chol she'ein she'il babalim, whatever will not be considered as a borrowing with the owners. Kachein yischiris babalim, so too will not be considered as a rental with the owners. Whatever is considered a doubt regarding the laws of Sheila, as we had previously said, will have the same halacha as doubt regarding the skiris. They all have the same exact halachas in this halacha of having the owner at the same time.